Gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, March 28th, 2013 meeting of the Code Enforcement Special Magistrate for the City of Ocala. I gather the agenda is as printed here for today. Okay. I've reviewed the minutes as prepared by the board, not the board secretary, the magistrate secretary, and they're approved. Madam Secretary, if you'll swear in the officers for the hearings today.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
The police magistrate for the record, Lorraine Kennedy, Matt Livefree, Charles Ridge, Dan Baker, and Raymond Furring, accept the oath.
Ladies and gentlemen, the way we do this is even though there's an agenda, we try to take the cases where there are people here first. So we'll go ahead and do that. Which one would you like to do first?
Good morning, sir. Charles Ridge, I'm with the City of Ocala. I'm the duly appointed code enforcement manager. I'm certified by the Florida Association of Code Enforcement, certified in all four levels of training. I've been a code enforcement manager for 5 years, and I have 30 years law enforcement experience. I'll be presenting your cases this morning.
Okay.
The police magistrate, we do have representation here for case number CLN 130221. The City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Leroy and Gwen Sneed, a location of 905. Northwest 15th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter. Section 34121, the definition of an abandoned or derelict vehicle, and section 34122, abandoned or derelict vehicles. And section 122.1282, prohibited home occupations. But please, the magistrate, if you could refer to the end of your presentation, you'll see some photographs that we'll be testifying to this morning.
Okay.
Of the conditions and current.
I was just locating the property.
Yes, sir.
I got it.
There's a map on page 2.
I got that. That's where I was. And we're headed to photographs.
The parcel ID is 25614-000-00. Legal service was obtained on 3/21/2013 for the notice of violation and notice of hearing. And we posted the property on 2/12/2013 for the NOV and 3/2/2013 for the notice of hearing. The summary of findings are that Officer Raymond Furring located this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code in that it contains junk and debris, has abandoned and derelict vehicles, and is conducting a prohibited home occupation. Work by Officer Furring enabled some of the junk and debris to be cleaned up, but not enough to bring the property into compliance according to the code. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy the violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation. If you'd like, I'd read that into the record at this
Please.
Time. The staff recommendation is to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 34121, and 122, and Section 122.1282. Order them to cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris. 2, remove all the abandoned or derelict vehicles from the property, or get them properly registered and operational, and 3, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Officer Furring is prepared to testify in this case, and I'd like to call him at this time.
Okay.
Officer Furring. Lane, would you briefly explain your photographs here? You're a duly certified code enforcement
yes,
officer.
Yes, I am.
You're a certified law enforcement officer too, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, I'm starting at the top of your pictures on page 1. What are you alleging is occurring?
This case started in December, and I observed a lot of vehicles, people working on vehicles, sometimes up to 8 vehicles on a small property. I talked to the people who works on those vehicles and explained the violation, asked them, don't do it anymore, but they ignored me and told me they have to do what they have to do, and so I started the case.
Okay, so the problem here is that they're conducting a business?
They're conducting a business for sure.
Is it a repair business? Is that what you're
saying? It's a car repair business. Okay. It's an open air car repair business.
Are they storing oils, and are they properly
disposing
them?
Yes, they do. Motor parts, oil.
And they're doing it right on the open ground there?
Yes.
Changing brake linings?
Yes.
Do you have anything else to add?
Not at this time, no.
And you went back out for an additional inspection and...
2 days ago.
And they had everything cleaned up?
No. They cleaned up a little and put it on one place and removed the grass from the left side to the right side of the property. And still repaired the cars.
Did you speak to the owners of the property or just the workers?
No, just the workers or the tenant. I never met the owners.
Did the owners ever call you about what was going on here or what needed to be done?
One of the owners called me and told me they want to try to put it into compliance, which was not happening.
So you started the case in December?
Yes.
And here we are almost into April?
That's correct.
And you still have the same situation occurring?
Almost the same situation. Not much has changed.
Okay. Mr. and Mrs. Sneed, would you like to come forward, please? Good morning.
Good morning.
If you'll be sworn in by the secretary, please.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you state your name and your address for the record, please?
It's Gwen, G-W-E-N, not N-N, middle initial M, Sneed, S-N-E-E-D, 2009 Southwest 5th Street, Ocala, Florida.
Okay.
34471.
And you would be Leroy, I bet.
I'm Reverend L.W. Sneed.
Okay.
S-N-E-E-D.
And do you live at that same address?
2009.
Okay.
Southwest 5th Street.
Okay. What should I know that I don't know?
First of all, Attorney Stanley Pleppert called and asked for an extension, and apparently it was not granted. And because we did not get any type of notification, we came anyway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. What we want you to know is that we rented the house to a Tawana Smith,
mm-hmm.
and now we realize that her brother actually lives there, mm-hmm. and he's the person with all of the junk. We have talked to her, but they seem to be unreasonable. In fact, we feel like we're dealing with mental health issues, and so that's why we have referred it to Attorney Pleppert. Okay. The gentleman indicated that he received a call.
Yes.
Okay, from, you know,
from who? I can't remember. It's a while ago.
No, sir.
It's months ago.
Okay. Hold on, folks.
Come on and ask yes, a question and yeah. answer a question, yeah. please. Okay. On the record.
I received a call from someone who talked to me. I can't remember the name. And one brought up one tried to bring them into compliance. Maybe they have a victim. I can't remember who was it. That's about 2 or 3 months ago.
Okay. Sir. This when we got the letter is when I knew of this.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband, he is 84 years old, but he does not remember talking to anyone. So,
that's okay.
You know, okay. But anyway, we've turned it over to Attorney Stanley Pleppert to mm-hmm. handle it for us. We have also sent them a certified letter asking.
We have
is that a 3-day eviction notice? Is that what it is?
We would like to.
Well, the attorney told us to send this one. It's just a certified letter asking them to move, to vacate the premises.
Okay, that's a three-day eviction notice. Okay, good. So you started that process.
Yes.
How long ago did you send the letter?
The letter is dated.
Let me just
look at the date of the letter. The date of the letter is March the 16th.
Okay, so. They've probably gotten it, and you haven't gotten the green card back yet, have you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you did? That's fast.
Yes, we have a green card here.
Okay. So they've gotten it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. That's progress.
Yes.
Hold on to that. You're going to need that when you're trying to do an eviction suit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're going to need that. Okay, so tell me where I go wrong here. There doesn't seem to be any big dispute that there's an auto mechanic shop going on there and that there's a lot of junk.
No, we're okay. not disputing that.
And you probably would like some time to get that cleaned up and to get these tenants out of there.
We want some time to get them out.
Okay. Have you actually spoken with this brother that's supposedly running the shop?
I saw this man, and I told him that, you know, he's not to be there.
How'd that work out?
He rented the house to Juana.
It didn't work out too good.
Is she even there?
Yeah, she's there.
Oh,
she's there. And she pays the rent on time. She does fine. But her brother's there, and he's really unreasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And at 84, he doesn't need to challenge him.
Okay.
You know, so we just kind of have a dilemma that we have to work through.
Okay.
We have asked them to move, Your Honor.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm with you on that. Mr. Rich, how much time was in the staff recommendation?
We had a recommendation of 2 weeks, but certainly the city would work.
Yeah, if they're going to have to do an eviction, I mean, theoretically, you get a hearing 5 days after you filed it, but that exists in the law book, not in the courthouse.
We're certainly willing to go 30 days.
Yeah, I'm thinking we probably need, a minimum of 30 to 45 days if we got to get a tenant out of there.
I was thinking 30, and they could considerably petition if they needed it, you know, if they could show that they're working towards that.
Okay, well, let's do that. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to find that the violations have occurred.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you 30 days before any fines or anything like that start. That's going to be a little tight. I mean, half the time you try to do an eviction, you can do it in that time. The other half, not so much. If it runs over the 30 days, get with Mr. Rich. And I think I can probably assure you that we'll give you some more time, okay? So we just need to see what's going on. We want to know that there really is an eviction suit going on. You've actually filed the papers. And you're off and down the road. We just need to get it cleaned up so that the neighbors don't have to live next
right.
to this.
And we agree.
You wouldn't want to live next to it.
No, we agree. We have no problem with that. We want it clean.
Okay, so let's head down the road that way, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so ordered, ladies. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Oh, yes?
That was so stated in this letter that we're not going with that.
Okay, good.
So we asked them to get out.
Okay, and we're going to help you along.
Thank you.
There you go. We'll see you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For the police and magistrate, we do have additional representation here this morning, and that will be in the area of the petitions on your document or in your presentations.
Okay.
The petition in question is CON 12-2541.
Page 6.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bottom.
She's more useful than you are.
City of Ocala versus J.P. Morgan Chase, care of Select Portfolio Servicing, Inc., and SemSite Solutions, LLC, a location at 4225 Southeast 12th Place, violation of Section 3495, weeds, accumulation of trash, and other unsightly unsanitary matter.
Okay, is SemSite the property owner?
Currently.
Okay, and J.P. Morgan's a foreclosing lender?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and we, and this is, okay, I got you. Okay, proceed.
The city would stand in support of this reduction to cost, which are $132.38. There is representation here.
Let me get my story straight here. The costs currently stand at $132?
That's the cost. The fine was $2,400 in fine.
Oh, okay.
So the total amount due the city was $2,532.38. In light of the fact that this petitioner is going to have to spend considerable amount of money to bring the property up, he's indicated to be between $50,000 and $60,000 as his estimate. I think you and I both know that good estimates are often off.
I am.
By a little bit. In this situation, I think that may be the case. If you go through the case photos, you'll see that there was a tremendous mess out there. And
are the case photos here?
Yes, sir. And I think it's probably in the city's best interest to get this purchaser on the property, get his work completed, get the property back into an income-producing situation.
Okay, give me 2 seconds here. Case cost, case voters.
And I would also submit that...
I remember the structure.
This is not inconsistent with what we have done for others facing
Understand.
The same situation.
I understand.
We also have included a copy of the current case cost sheet out there.
Okay, are we currently in compliance, or is this
we are currently
encouragement
in
to get into compliance?
We are currently in compliance.
Okay. Okay. Yes, I remember this. Okay. March 6th, okay. So your suggestion is that we waive the fine and just leave the costs? Is that where you're suggesting?
Yes, sir. We'd make the city whole by paying costs mm-hmm. and waive the fine to zero.
Okay. I'm inclined to agree with him. You want to argue about the $132?
No.
Oh. Okay. So ordered. Great. You're good to go.
Thank you. That'll bring us to page two.
I was prepared to hold a hearing on the $132.
Well, I mean, it's we can deal with that.
Okay, thank you
very much.
Would point out for the record that was Bryce Peak, the petitioner.
Mm. I was hoping we were going to get somebody all the way from Salt Lake City to talk to us.
You don't know how much I'd like to see that.
Okay, what do you want to do next?
We'll go to page two of the docket, COM 130211. I will point out for the record we do not have representation this morning for this case, a case involving Code Officer Lorraine Kennedy, the City of Ocala versus Joseph Williams.
The fourth.
A location of 908 Northeast 5th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of Section 3495, 82181, and 82182. The partial ID is 28-26-058-000. Legal service was obtained on 2/20/2013 for the NOV. The NOH was returned, and we posted the properties indicated on page two of your documentation. Structural inspection was ordered and completed by Inspector David Thompson of the Building Department. The score was 30 points. We've included that on page, I believe, six of your documentation, five or six. We would require a permit to repair or demolish the structure. As part of this presentation, we've included photographs at the end of the presentation. We do have a map
mm-hmm.
for you on page 3.
That's what I'm looking at right now. Try to cross it. Okay. Right off of Tuscarawas. That's off 8th.
Yes,
okay, behind 8th. Okay.
The structural evaluation is actually on page 9. Would point out for the record and for the magistrate that this is one of the areas that we are concentrating on improvements. Photographs indicate a structure at the rear of the main house. That's the structure in question.
Okay.
If you start at the end and work north, or up, if you will.
I'm working on that.
We also have a little bit of a problem with this. It appears to be, in my humble opinion, taking pieces of wood off of the structure and using them as a fence, as indicated at the bottom of page 4.
Okay.
So, in our opinion, that's just additional jumping debris. We're open for additional suggestions there. The summary of findings are that Officer Kennedy responded to this property due to a citizen's complaint and observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it contains jumping debris and is a dangerous structure. The structure is dangerous due to its dilapidated condition. Additionally, Officer Kennedy requested a structural evaluation. Inspector David Thompson responded, completing an inspection which resulted in a score of 30 points and dilapidated, requiring major restoration to bring the property up to current Florida Building Code regulations. It would seem that this property is contributing to the slum blight and degradation of this neighborhood as well. All attempts for Officer Kennedy to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful and violation remains. In my conversations with Officer Kennedy, she indicated to me that she had spoken with this respondent initially who understood the problem and told her he was going to work on it, and then did not want to talk with her anymore. The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 82181, 82182, and order them to, one, cut and clean up their property, properly removing all junk and debris. The respondent to obtain a building permit within 30 days to bring the residents up to all current Florida building code regulations within 180 days, or obtain a permit to demolish the structure within 30 days with all demolition and cleanup of the structure and debris to be completed within 60 days. And three, if I may make a friendly amendment there, that would be number three, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed all within 30 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing all means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Okay.
Officer Kennedy is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
So we're just talking about this wooden structure in the rear, right?
Yes, sir.
And in the first photo...
I'll have Officer Kennedy come up to testify to the photos. The top of page one?
I guess it's the top of the photo exhibits. What is that? I mean, it looks like a matrix of boards going up and across.
That's his fence.
That's a fence.
Well, he has a wire fence, too.
He keeps adding more and more to this fence, and it just gets worse and worse. That the picture I took on the 26th, he's putting lattice on top of the other side. And, I mean, it's just...
So as to block the view?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't think he gets it. When I drove by the other day also, he was just putting sod down in the backyard and didn't address the problems.
So you're talking about the lattice in the top picture of page three.
What's going on under the eaves of the principal structure? Looks like fresh plywood.
That's been an ongoing problem. The main built house, they've been working on that.
Is there a building permit on the primary structure?
Yes.
He had building permits, and they've expired, and I had a case on him previously regarding the dilapidated house, and mm-hmm. he got a permit, but he never did anything.
Okay.
And this time I have not been in contact with him. Previously I have on other cases.
Okay, so the recommendation is that if he doesn't cure the problem, you are. Okay, I'll adopt the staff recommendation. So ordered.
That'll bring us to page three of the docket. COM 130115. Forty-second Street Flyover LLC. The City of Ocala and Officer Dan Baker are the plaintiffs in this situation. The address is 4541 Southwest 61st Road, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. Violation of Section 82-3. The parcel ID is 23875-000-01. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on the page two of your documentation. We've also included the copy of the SunBiz report. The summary of findings that Officer Dan Baker located this property, observed the property is in violation of the city's code in that it has, the respondents have installed a barbed wire fence. Officer Baker sent the word to them to contact him concerning the incident. Officer Baker made contact with the respondent and explained barbed wire fences are not permitted within the city limits and that the fence needed to be removed. The respondent indicated that they had an interest of running cattle on the property, and Officer Baker explained that the property is owned as a PUD, planned unit development, and livestock would not be permitted. All further attempts by Officer Baker to have the respondent remedy the barbed wire fence violation have been unsuccessful and the violation remains. The staff recommendation is to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code 82.3 and order them to, one, remove all unpermitted fencing, and two, pay the cost of prosecution of the case as assessed within 30 days, failing which a fine of $50 per day with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. I would point out for the magistrate that we have photographs of the fence indicated at the end of the presentation. Officer Baker is prepared to testify.
Okay.
And that attorney Steve Gray contacted myself and the planning official yesterday morning, and in our conversation with him, because he had just received the case from his client that morning, he indicated that they are going to remove this fence.
Good plan.
And they're going to put up a no-climb fence, and that they had no problem with the staff recommendation. Okay. Therefore, that's my opinion. I mean, we advised them they wouldn't need to show up. And
Mr. Gray does a lot of work for the horse industry. Brunetti's obviously involved in it.
Yes, sir.
That's the connection there.
So I think that we will achieve compliance there. They don't have a problem with our staff recommendation. Therefore, we would recommend approval of the recommendation. Who wants to speak? It's fine. Everyone coming?
Well, they spent a bundle of money putting this fence up. Boy, oh boy. So they're going to pull the wire off and put a different wire on.
Yeah, evidently.
That'll
and
work.
Apparently they spoke to Officer Baker before they did all this. They informed him of what could
what you shouldn't
go
do,
there
and they did it anyway?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I have to congratulate Officer Baker. I didn't even know that there was a violation of city code to have a barbed wire fence. That was all news to me. But anyway.
This is the second time at that same location.
Oh, really?
Over about a 5-year period.
Well, some people learn slowly. Okay, I'm going to adopt the staff recommendation, so ordered.
I would beg the magistrate's indulgence here. I don't know where you want to handle this. The respondent from the KCON 130211, I know that you've already made your ruling in this case. However, he would like to address the magistrate. Now, there is a section in the docket where people who wish to address the magistrate can
That's
do
okay.
that. If you want to jump to that section now.
Now, which case is this?
COM 130211, Joseph A. Williams IV. That's the
give
case on
60.
Page 2.
Okay, let me get the thing back open here. And get down here. Oh, this is the repair facility.
No.
No.
C-130211.
One second. 1-1.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Is this Mr. Williams here?
Yes, sir.
Come on, join us. No, I need you right there at the podium, and the secretary will swear you in.
Do you raise your right hand, please?
Yes.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, absolutely.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Joseph Allen Williams, 908 Northeast 5th Street, California, 34470.
Okay. What's the plan with this back of this area where this other building is?
I'm hoping to reconstruct the portion of the house that I've torn down that was in the worst condition.
Okay, now let me make sure we're all on the same wavelength. We got the front house, which has a stucco front on it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're not talking about that house.
Correct.
We're talking strictly about the structure in the back.
Yes, sir.
Is it actually a house or is it a shed
yes,
or what?
It's a house. I bought it, I think, maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. When I bought it, it was in real bad condition, and I've been going in and taking the parts that I felt were in the worst regard and have removed them and got it to where I thought it was safe. You know?
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of termite damage and it had multiple remodels to mm-hmm. it where they just kind of covered up and added to
That's
it.
That's typical.
Yeah. But I've been mainly focusing lately as in the house we're living in. You know,
are you living in the front of the property?
That's correct.
Okay.
Because that's priority. And, you know, I've been maintaining the property and just doing everything I can to make it presentable.
Mr. Rich, if my memory serves me correctly in these circumstances, the property owner basically has a couple choices. One is to buy a demolition permit and destroy the structure, or by a building permit to rehab it and bring it to current codes. That's the two big choices in life. And the moment he buys the permit, it solves this code violation. Doesn't actually have to have the work done.
For inspections.
Which
is part of our recommendation.
Yeah, and what was the time window we adopted in the resolution earlier?
One moment. We request, as typically, we requested to obtain a permit within 30 days to make a decision on either way.
Okay.
May I inquire?
Sure.
How long has this house been on your property?
The one in the back?
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I bought it, I bought the house and
couple
property
years.
Together.
Okay. 3 years?
Yes.
4 years?
Yeah.
How many?
3 or 4 years.
3 or 4 years. And Officer Kennedy spoke with you 3 or 4 years ago about this same place?
Yes, she's been out a couple times.
Okay. Can I just inquire what the plan is? This is 3 or 4 years now where everybody's had a look at it.
Here's my situation.
And
this house and property I own outright.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My understanding is if I demolish the house, I have to in turn demolish my garage and shed because you can't have such properties without a residence.
No, you can ask for an accessory use.
Okay. If I could have that mandated, I'd have no problem tearing the house down where...
Well, you already got your principal house in the front.
Exactly.
Yes.
So
we're not tearing that down.
No.
So we already got a principal structure.
Correct. And he could use that garage as an accessory use.
The principal structure.
If he would work with the building department getting that done, anybody could do that.
Okay.
It doesn't require a mandate by the magistrate.
Well, I have a garage and shed on that back property.
Mm-hmm.
And the house, I don't have a problem demolishing it in turn, because I was always under the impression that once I tore the house down, I had to tear my shed down. And I use it for storage for my equipment and tools and stuff.
Okay.
And, I'd like to still be able to park in the backyard.
Sure.
I was told if I had an empty piece of property, I can't even park on it.
Is the structure that we're looking at here, the one in the, quote, back,
mm-hmm.
is that actually on a separate lot
yes.
from the one that your house
Absolutely.
Is on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you can have two lots for your house.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It just needs to work with the building department.
Okay.
So they're going to just require engineered drawing.
Yeah.
And go.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been dealing with this now.
Yeah.
In his estimation, 3 or 4 years.
I got it. Okay.
The people in his neighborhood are not appreciating.
I got it. Okay. Your choices are what we just blew through,
yes,
which was either demolish it or fix it, one
okay.
or the other. The fix it part could not effectively be done in 30 days. You
right.
can't, you would be the most miraculous fellow on the planet if you could get an engineer out there in 30 days to measure that structure and to actually do the plans. If you elect to go that way, we'll be delighted to give you some more time. So really what the 30-day window that you're looking at right now is a window to make a decision.
Yeah. Well, I know if we ask Lorraine, she'd like to have the house demolished, right?
Yeah.
Is there any way the city would be able to help me with that? So
if you don't do anything, they will come in and do it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll lien the property for the cost of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the unasked for advice department, my notion, can't swear to this, but my notion is that because the city regularly deals with the demolition companies,
mm-hmm.
they get a much better price
mm-hmm.
than you're going to get going out there saying, I have one little house I want you to come demolish.
Yeah.
They'll send you the bill. I don't know whether installment pay is available these days.
Unfortunately.
No? Okay. So they're going to send you a bill. They'll record a lien on the home, on the property, on that lot, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pay it at your leisure, within limits, that kind of thing.
Well, even if, you think you'd be willing to provide a dumpster, and I could have the house demolished within that 30 days.
I think the city's probably going to do it all or do none of it is probably the mode they're going to be in.
He can request a dumpster from sanitation.
Yeah.
That would be something he would work out.
But he'd have to pay some money for it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but, okay. There are options out there. So I guess what I'm telling you is that in the next month you need to probably A, buy a permit, and B, get on with the show.
Well I've been enlightened today
okay.
where I was, like I said before.
People don't usually tell us that.
Well, you know, I was under the impression once I demolished that house,
yeah,
I couldn't keep my shed back there.
Yeah.
And once I had to tear the shed down, I had an empty piece of property I couldn't park on.
Yeah, I would, just guessing.
No.
The only point in time you're going to run into a problem with that is if you were to sell out the house in the front and just leave the shed in a back one in your ownership or someone else's, then when it's sitting alone, then it wouldn't have a principal structure. But as long as you got the two lots and you have a principal structure on one of them, I'm kind of with the manager here that suggests that that's probably okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay, so you got 30 days to go solve this problem, which basically means buying a demolition permit. And then you got a time window within the permit. I forget exactly how long it is. It's not real long, but is it that long on a demolition? Six months?
60 days.
60 days on a demolition.
That's what we're asking in our order, but if he gets a permit,
yeah,
to rebuild or whatever.
Right. So there are time limits. You need to get going. Hopefully it'll all pan out for you and the neighbors to everybody have a better neighborhood in there.
Yes, sir.
Go from there. Okay?
Now, there is one more issue.
Okay.
You know, when I look out my front door, first thing I see is my neighbor's dilapidated building.
Walk in and file a complaint.
That's it?
Yep. They operate on a complaint by basis pretty much.
Okay.
So just go in and visit them, tell them what you think it is. They'll go out and inspect it, chat with the neighbor, go from there.
Okay?
Okay?
Thank you, sir.
Fair enough.
Please, Magistrate, we have additional representation that has come in, and we'd like to jump to that case now on page 5 of your docket. It's in the petitions section. COM091044, a case of the City of Ocala Officer Dan Baker versus Issa May Gaynor. A location of 346 Northwest 24th Avenue.
Okay.
I don't have a copy of the petition here. I'm assuming that the secretary does. I can try to bring it up online. The city is proposing that we reduce the fine to zero and assess case costs to the city alone, just costs. We worked a little over a year on the situation involving this structure, which was burned out, and these respondents came to the magistrate, or the code board, I believe, and requested an extension of time for which they were granted. Thank you. I think I'm able to bring it up.
Can you give it
back to the magistrate in case he needs to read it? They had considerable circumstances involved here. A relative passed away, they had probate to deal with and whatnot. We supported their petition for an extension. They ended up having about a year's worth of time to get something going. At the end of that time, we of course brought the case back to non-compliance and finally took the structure down.
Okay, so the structure is now gone.
The structure has been removed. At the same time, they had obtained a contract with a contractor and paid the contractor some money. And there was apparently a lapse of communication between the contractor who came in and attempted to get a permit and the fact that the city had already obtained a permit. The contractor didn't give them any of their money back, I'm told. And so that money was a little bit less than what the 139 days of non-compliance was. We feel that there's been enough punishment,
enough
issue
pain and
in
agony.
This case, and we would just like to have the city's costs covered to make the city whole.
Okay, and they're $132 again?
That's the costs involved are $230.40 and $2,533 for the demolition.
Mm-hmm.
Making it $2,768.40.
Okay, so we're...
And there's a case cost sheet in the file, and we've also got photos for you there.
Yeah, I was looking at the photos. Let me look at your case cost sheet.
The reduction of the $3,475 would, you know, make this half. I apologize.
Sure.
The $230.40 has already... No. we had 230.40 and 25.33 involved as course costs for 27.63.40.
Okay, and so what we're talking about is the per day fine.
Yes, sir. The fine assessed is what I'm assuming is what they're asking for relief in.
Okay. And we have the gentleman come up. We'll talk with him and see what we got going. Come on up, sir. If you'll tell the board secretary your name and be sworn in, please.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you state your name and address, please? State your name and address, please, for the record.
Father Evans, 2421 Northwest 3rd Street.
Can we just establish standing?
Okay. What the officer is asking is, what's your relationship to Issa May Gaynor?
I'm her son.
Son, okay. Okay. The city is proposing to waive its fine of $3,475.
Yes.
And retain their lien for the $2,763.40 for tearing down the structure and investigating the matter. Is there $2,763.40 available?
No, sir. And you know, I would need extension time to get that money.
Okay.
Because you know, I can't worry about something that happened. You know.
Right. I understand.
Water up under the bridge.
Okay.
And I came in and asked them, is it a payment plan that I could make, or could they give me an extension?
Well, they apparently don't do payment plans for whatever good or bad reason. You and I aren't in charge of that one. My inclination would be to waive the $3,475,
yes, sir,
conditioned on paying the $2,763.40 in 180 days.
And we don't have any problem if it's even longer than that. Due to the circumstances,
okay,
we would just make an amended order,
okay,
to costs alone, if that meets with the,
okay,
magistrate's approval.
Boy, you got his attention today.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're just going to waive the fine. We're going to leave the cost assessed as is. And at some point somewhere, you probably will run into the city attorney with him wanting to foreclose the lien, so you can't forget about it.
Yes, sir.
Probably won't be next week.
I know. How long is 180 days? That's 6 months, right?
Yeah, but I took that off.
Okay.
You got all the time in the world until the city attorney shows up to want to foreclose it.
Okay, because I need at least 9 months.
Okay.
Because you know, I'm just a single father.
I understand.
Just me and my son.
Okay.
And it's hard.
Well, it's lowered now permanently.
Yes, sir.
We're going to make a new order,
yes,
an amended order, lowering the cost of that amount, just the city's cost.
Yes, sir.
So that's where you are?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's about as good as it's going to get. Okay, great. Well, thank you. I'm sorry you've had a rough go of it.
Yes, sir.
So,
yeah,
good luck with it all.
All right, thank you.
Please, magistrate, we go to page 3 of the docket.
I'm going.
CON 130241. This is the City of Ocala, Officer Raymond Furring versus Joe Calbro, Inc.
This is someone we've met with before, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I'm quite surprised that this particular individual is back before a magistrate, because we did have several meetings and we granted him some relief previously, and we had meetings with the city attorney and whatnot over a different property than this one. I can indicate that in my conversations with the investigating officer, he had no response. They did sign for all of the paperwork, so I'm at a loss on why we've had no attention on this case.
We're north of the boulevard, west of Pine. We're up the street from the schools and all that stuff. Okay, I know where we are.
This is a case at 908 Northwest 13th Avenue, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, violation of section 3495, 34-121, the definition of an abandoned or derelict vehicle, and 34-122, abandoned or derelict vehicles declared a nuisance. The parcel ID is 25602-00000. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. And we've included additional correspondence of a SunBiz report. Very simple summary of findings. Officer Furring located this property. Upon arrival, observed the property is in violation of the city's code, that it contains junk and debris, and has an abandoned and derelict vehicle. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff recommendation is at the bottom of page 2. If you want, I could read it in here. For record, that there is no representation on the case today. Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions you may have, and okay. We've included the case photographs of the condition of the property.
I'm just about to the photos. Let me get a look at those.
They are putting up large sheets of pieces of material in an attempt to try to shield the junk and debris. Those large pieces of material, of course, in my opinion, are additional junk and debris.
With the same amount of labor, they could clean it up.
Yes, sir. And I would submit to the magistrate that filing cabinets usually go inside or of the office or residence and not outside.
It's expensive. You know.
And we also have a refrigerator there that we, you know, it's a violation of state law as well as the code to leave a refrigerator on the property that's not chained closed or has the door removed, whatnot. And of course, even with the door removed or chained closed, we wouldn't want it sitting out in the middle of the backyard. Derelict vehicles sitting on the ground out front is the gold, mercury, and of course, Officer Furring.
Okay, the one that's over by the mobile home?
Yes, sir.
And what's your recommendation?
Staff recommendation. We find Sergeant guilty of violating City Code Section 3495, 34121, 122. Order them to cut and clean up their property, removing any junk and debris, remove all abandoned derelict vehicles from the property, or get them properly registered and operational. And 3, pay the cost of prosecution assessed all within 14 days. Failing which, a fine of $50 per day per violation, and the city to do the work, utilizing any means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure. Not unsimilar to what we generally order in cases similar to this.
Same, so ordered.
That'll bring us to the next page in your docket. We'll be proceeding on page 4 with the first case as a repeat violator.
I guess that must be a tentative possession of that.
I'm thinking that he's doing one of these rent to buy
contract for deed?
Yes, sir.
Could well be.
This case, CON 130282, the City of Ocala versus Kathleen M. Wyckoff.
Just for the record, 20 years ago I represented Ms. Wyckoff. I hadn't seen her in over a decade, so it makes no difference to me. Okay.
The City of Ocala and Officer Raymond Furring versus Kathleen Wyckoff. The location is the 2600 block of Northwest Old Blitchton Road, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495, 34121, 34122, and 122-1193. The parcel ID is 22166-000-00. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated. We do have a file on page 2 of your documentation. As far as the additional correspondence, we have a findings of fact and an affidavit of partial compliance in the first case. We previously went out and cleaned up one property. We also had another lien on another property that she has adjacent really? To this area for over $270,000, somewhere around there.
That's
the
amazing.
City would submit that this case qualifies as a repeat violator.
Well, something's gone wrong in her life, because that's not the Kathy Wyckoff I knew.
Bill Bond's agent?
Yeah, but...
She did come in to speak with the other magistrate in a case a month ago, 2 months ago, on another property that was deemed overgrown. This summary of findings that Officer Raymond Furring responded to this location due to neighbor's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown, contains junk and debris, and has an abandoned or derelict vehicles. Additional investigation revealed that in 2012, the respondent was brought before the Municipal Code Enforcement Board and found guilty of violation of Section 3495, qualifying this case as a repeat violator as to that section. All attempts by Officer Furring to have the respondent remedy all violations have not been successful, and the violation remains. Staff has a recommendation. Officer Furring is prepared to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, tell me about your recommendation.
Staff recommendation is to find the respondent guilty of violating Code Section 3495, 34121, and 34122, as well as 122.1193 as a repeat violator for Chapter 16204 of Florida Statutes on Section 3495. Order to cut and clean up the property, properly removing any junk and debris, remove all abandoned or derelict vehicles from the property or get them properly registered and operational. And three, remove all unauthorized trailers, storage trailers as well. And four, pay the cost of prosecution as assessed in the case, all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day for violation, and the city to do the cleanup work, utilizing any means required with all costs and lien fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Is the storage of these horse trailers or whatever they are zoning violation, is that what
yes,
it is?
Yes, sir. In a B5 or above, B5 or M1, whatnot, they could use these storage trailers on a 30-day basis with permission of the building official. However, in a B4, use of storage trailers is not allowed. And Section C.
I remember this parcel. At the time she acquired it, she was operating a large entertainment complex
yes,
there.
Sir. On adjacent.
She was shy on parking, and she acquired several either derelict houses or properties that had houses on them around, and this is one of them.
It's also my impression that when she had the unauthorized car parking lot on 27, I remember seeing some of these things parked on that lot for sale. Mm-hmm. I think when that went defunct, they came to this property.
I'll find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the next case on the docket, C1-12-1797. This is a case of the City of Ocala and Officer Matthew Leibfried versus Willie Parker, a location at 1917 Northwest 11th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida. A violation of Section 3495. The parcel ID is 2220-005-012. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation. I would point out for the magistrate and the record that we do not have any representation available this morning on this case.
Is this in the Busby Quarters or is this next to the Busby Quarters?
This appears to be next to Busby, just
south of
it.
That's kind
of
what my suspicion was. Okay.
Which is now called Phoenix Rising.
I'm sorry, I'm an old guy. I remember when there was only one water meter out there, so.
Yes, sir. 160 properties and one water meter.
Yep, I need to turn it off or on.
Were you the one that had to go out and do that? Oh my God. You're lucky you didn't get shot.
The parcel ID is 2220-005-012. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2. The summary of findings are that Officer Leibfried responded to this location due to citizen's complaint, and upon arrival observed the property is in violation of the city's code and that it is overgrown. All attempts by Officer Leibfried to have the respondent remedy the violation have not been successful, and the violation remains. Officer Leibfried has included pictures of the current condition of the property, existed on the time and date that he is indicated on his photographs. He's prepared to answer any questions the magistrate may have. The staff recommendation would be to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 and order them to cut and clean up their property, properly removing any junk and debris, and two, pay the cost of prosecution as assessed all within 14 days, failing which a fine of $25 per day, and the city to do the work utilizing any means required with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That'll bring us to the next case on the docket, bottom of page 4, CUM 130119. The City of Ocala and Officer Dwayne Thomas versus 1725 Northwest 18th Street Trust, a location in the City of Ocala at 1725 Northwest 18th Street, Ocala, Marion County, Florida, a violation of Section 3495, 82181, and 82182. The parcel ID is 21939-000-01. Legal service and posting have been obtained as indicated on page 2 of your presentation, and the summary of findings that Officer Dwayne Thomas located this property and observed the properties in violation of the city's code. Additional investigation reveals the structure is dangerous due to its unsecure condition and the possibility of transient and neighborhood children activity. The property is contributing to the overall deterioration, slum, and blight of the neighborhood, and all attempts by Officer Thomas to have the response remedy, all violations have not been successful. We have included copies of the photographs, the current condition of the property. I would report that we have not been contacted by the respondent in this case. You can see that the city has previously responded here and done some boarding up work.
You have a deed with a grantee in it of this 18th Street Trust, but you have a property record card in the name of an Arlington Nun. What's the relationship of Arlington Nun?
I'm going there now. You said the Marion County property appraisers, including Arlington Nunn?
Yeah, the property record card. Arlington Lewis Nunn, Clearwater, Florida.
I'm going to look at the SunBiz report and see if that is the...
The trust probably isn't filed with SunBiz.
...agent, and it may not be.
It wouldn't be. Just want to make sure we've got the right piece of dirt, that's all.
Yes, sir.
Let's see. 21939. Mm. I think you got the wrong record card. The record card is a subdivision
address.
Number 2260,
yes,
and
sir,
the deed reflects a 21.
I would submit that probably is incorrect.
Okay.
I don't have a copy of the. Let me see here.
And we haven't had any contact with the.
No, sir.
Record owner.
This is the wrong card because the parcel ID on the card is indicated at 2260154-018. I can look up the proper card there if you'd like.
That's okay. Liberty Title and Escrow in East Greenwich, Rhode Island needs to quit practicing law in Florida. That deed's effective.
Yes, sir.
You don't title things in a trust. You title them in a trustee of a trust.
I would point out that the parcel ID on the deed is correct as well as the address.
Yeah, he's gonna have a problem selling that piece of dirt. You gotta go back and do it over.
I think a lot of what's going on in that area now is people are smelling that the city is trying to bring it up, and they're transferring these properties on the internet.
Could be.
And eBay.
Yeah, we had we had one a month or two ago where some guy
purchased the property on eBay.
On eBay,
didn't realize that he could not get utilities until he came here and looked at the property.
Is it still open? I mean,
yes, sir.
The door is standing open.
I was told by Officer Thomas that it is still unsecured.
And what remedy do you want on this, particularly the dangerous house charge?
I apologize. The staff recommendation is to find the respondent guilty of violating City Code Section 3495 for the weeds and accumulation of trash,
okay,
and 82181 and 182. Order them to cut and clean up the property, removing any junk and debris, secure the building or residence as required to prevent unauthorized entry, pay the cost of prosecution as assessed, all within 14 days.
Okay, we're not ordering a demolition here.
No, sir.
Okay.
Failing which, you fine of $50 per day for violation of the city to do the work, utilizing all means required, with all costs and fines assessed as a lien. After 90 days of non-payment, refer to the city attorney's office for consideration of foreclosure.
Officer Thomas, did you go in the structure?
Officer Thomas is not here.
Oh.
I have to help you with any questions.
Okay.
We did not.
It looks like a tolerably habitable property.
Our experience with most of these is that they've been gutted, all the pipes and the wires and all that, but that the concrete blocks and roof are bulletproof, and that, yes, if you go in and put new cabling and new wires and whatnot in, you can, and we have had a person who has rehabbed 9 of those residences.
I find the violation exists and adopt the staff recommendation.
That will bring us to page 5 of the docket, and we're into the petitions to request a reduction of penalty.
Okay, that calls for a few clicks here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you want to do DKA?
I would point out for the record that COM 09-1044 has been resolved by the magistrate previously with
right.
testimony.
Got that.
And we would go to DKA, which is number 2. And there's 3 cases there.
Right.
COM 11-0115, COM 11-2243, COM 12-1625. There is 1 petition with all 3 case numbers on it, so if you read 1, you've got all 3. If you'd like to look through the photographs.
That's what I'm doing. Oh, this is on the corner of 8th, and I've driven by that structure many times
on
the way to the courthouse.
I would point out for the magistrate that the magistrate ordered in November of last year a reduction to costs plus a fine of $1,000 if paid within 30 days.
And that didn't help?
No, sir. They didn't want to do that. Or they could not make the deal. I don't know. I can't speak as to what their internal
Who's issues. The warm body behind DKA?
There was a person. There was a person living back there.
No, but what's the Secretary of State say is the warm body attached?
Okay. I would have to look the case up for that situation. Give me just a moment here. Let's see what I can bring up. It was some people who left, is what we were told. COM 11-0115.
Are all these cases associated with the same building?
Yes, sir.
Why did we
different
wind up
years.
With 3 cases?
Well, there were different years, and we went out repeatedly and had to take care of the property for them. Finally, we got information that it became in foreclosure. We had conversations with the bank and told them to register the property.
Did they do that?
They declined to do that for...
And who wants relief?
The Wells Fargo Bank, the persons who did not want to register the property, and they apparently want to sell it now.
That would be a no.
And they want some.
No.
Form
well, they probably don't own it yet unless they've just had a foreclosure sale.
I believe they are at that point.
Okay.
I need to look up the MPCA record to determine. I'm trying to first find out the SunBiz report for the warm body for you. I know that it
Wells
has now
Fargo.
Changed.
It says the property is currently registered and in compliance with the local code and ordinances.
Yes, they recently registered the
they
property.
Did finally do that.
Yes, sir.
A little belated, but...
No, I can't bring up attachments on this. Let me go to the case file. I could see that there are retirement attachments, but I can't bring them up. COM 11-0115. The city's the fine and costs in that first case were $12,746.65. The city would propose, in order to move this ahead, that we reduce that fine to cost plus $5,000, and then cost on the other 2 case. If that assists the magistrate in any way.
Well, the only way I do that is that if all the fines in all 3 cases are paid within 90 days.
I think they've indicated that they would pay them faster than that if they were to seek some relief.
Well, they can just speed themselves down the highway. Yeah. If it's not paid in 90 days, we go back to where we are.
So reduce case number COM110115 to cost plus $5,000, and then just the cost in the other two cases, which are indicated at COM112243 and COM121625.
But only if all three orders, as modified, are satisfied within 90 days.
Okay, and that you would just write on your Lan Andrews RA as the registered agent?
Wells Fargo just doesn't seem to get the drift of this.
I would admit that we do have quite a bit of issues with them registering Bob, but they always pay.
Good for them.
In the end. That'll bring us to page 6 of the docket.
Silver Hospitality.
Yes, sir. COM120116. I would point out for the record that there is no representation of the current property owner here today.
Oh, right. I knew that name. Okay.
Yes, sir. You do.
I
know
the structure. What do they want?
At this point, the city opposes their petition. They are requesting more time to bring the property into compliance. I would point out that I do have Officer Leifried here this morning, who will indicate for the magistrate, if necessary, that he's been working with these property owners for 1 year trying to get them to do what they now say they are doing, item one. Item two, they came in here on the day of the compliance request, requested by the magistrate previously, the final day of compliance, and said, oh, we want to bring the property into compliance. We need more time.
So it's not in compliance now?
No, sir, it is not.
I'm not inclined to do anything until they get it in compliance.
Okay. In that case, we have already ordered our PBO3 asbestos testing on the property.
Oh, that would be exciting.
And they have not... they have not submitted engineered plans. They have not requested.
I'm intimately familiar with this property. I've been through the entire, I've even been down the alleys between the units. I mean, you know.
And those are all open again.
They are.
You can go down the alleyways, except I don't know why you would. There is a lot of feces and
it's a lot
activity.
A lot of company.
Activity of transient folks.
Yeah.
Living and inhabiting this property. I have a feeling that, you know, as indicated by Officer Leifried's conversations with myself and my conversations with them, I indicated to them that your order was that if they didn't bring the property into compliance, the city was going to.
Which would basically be a demolition.
By demolition. Officer Leifried has repeatedly told them to cut and clean up the property, to drain the pool, to cover the pool, and to just secure the doors. That has not been done. We've been living with this for a year, so if your order is to proceed with our order, that's...
Yeah. I would deny the petition. When they get it into compliance, then we'll talk about it.
That'll bring us to page 7 of the docket. COM130356, the City of Ocala and Officer Dan Baker versus Louis Jabor, care of Louis Auto Sales. 2414 South Pine Avenue. The city stands in support of this petition due to the fact that this is the first time he's ever been late with the city, consistent with our previous board. And
is this a licensing?
It is a
licensing.
Sure. Occupational tax certificate. I apologize. We're not allowed to call them occupation licenses.
Well, whatever they are.
He's requesting a reduction of the fine, so he'll still be paying for his license and the required interest, which is 5% the first month, 10%, but we'll waive the $125 if that works with you.
Works with me, granted.
That'll bring us to the next case.
Louis Auto Sales.
Come on. That'll bring us to the next case, CUM 130437. The City of Ocala versus GNR Health Systems, Inc. And Officer Dan Baker is the officer in this case as well. I would point out for the record that there is no representation for either of these last two cases. The location at 2341 Northeast 29th Avenue, the city supports this petition. For the reasons previously stated.
What was the violation?
The violation was a late business tax certificate.
Okay, sure.
Granted. And this is the first time they've been late. They granted. Said due to office staff changes, they didn't realize that they had not paid this.
No problem. Granted.
And you understand that we run them through you and through the code board just because we need someone else outside saying waive the fine.
Sure, not a problem.
That'll bring us to the last portion of our documentation or our presentations this morning. A request for parking violation hearing. The city stands in support of the dismissal of this citation.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now how do I get to parking violations? On
you'll go screen? To, you know, out of petitions.
I'm out of petitions, oh, I see hearing. Parking, I see it.
Officer Leifried, the person that wrote this citation, is requesting that it be dismissed.
Observed a vehicle in a handicapped parking space without a permit. That's an expensive mistake. Having done that once myself.
Didn't have dad.
And what is the factual basis for why we support?
There was some misunderstanding about how this handicap spot is situated.
It's pretty bold blue paint.
Yes, sir. I would be more than happy to have Officer Leifried explain this.
Yeah. Explain to me why I don't see a handicap. Well, there's a handicap sign over on the wall.
Yes, sir. And that's which those are the requirements, the blue outline and
the sign.
Above grade sign.
But it's kind of a strange location. I see yes. The problem they've got because they're in a lateral parking arrangement where you can't put a sign up in the street.
The property owner explained to me that the handicapped space was actually on the property, not on the street. They said
you
that
mean up there on the curb?
Yeah, it's. They said that is not the handicapped space. They've been talked to by OPD about the same violation. Mm-hmm. In my photographs towards the bottom, it shows a straight view where the above grade signage is in the center of the handicap space. They just don't have it marked yeah. with the international recognized handicap symbol in the middle of the parking space yeah. or the loading zone.
Yeah, the curb is painted, saying, but not the parking space.
Correct. Yeah. Parking space is on the property, not on the roadway.
Wow. Okay. All right. They get away with one. All right. Granted. Do they have like some plans to fix that? I mean, we're just going to have a parking ticket a month there. Except that people are fearful of getting parking tickets. But anyway. Okay, what else?
That concludes my presentations. I would respectfully request that all evidence, testimony, and presentations be included into the record this morning.
So done.
Oh, I apologize. I do have one more section. I appreciate
Massey
that.
Hearings.
Yes, sir.
Are those all non-compliances?
These are non-compliant. I would indicate to the magistrate that we have an affidavit of non-compliance in each one of these cases.
Okay.
And we would like an order, respectfully request an order, to proceed with the previous board and magistrate orders on the cases.
So ordered.
Having said that, I would respectfully request a motion to accept all of the evidence, testimony, and presentations included in this hearing this morning into the record.
Done.
That's all I have for you, sir.
Okay. We're adjourned. Good job.